Chapter 2 The Glad Game. When they arrived, Miss Polly didn't even rise from the chair to meet her niece. "How do you do, Pollyanna?" She hadn't finished the sentence before the girl began hugging and kissing her.
"Oh, Aunt Polly, how perfectly lovely! This house, Nancy, and you!"
Miss Harrington was terrified by such behavior and commanded Pollyanna to stand still so she could look at her.
"I'm not very much to look at. I have freckles, and I don't have a nice dress. My father..."
"Never mind what your father said. Don't talk about him to me," Aunt Polly interrupted immediately. "Let's go to your room. Your trunk should be there by now." Pollyanna's eyes were nearly full with tears, but she followed her aunt obediently. "This is your room," she explained when they entered the empty room, where there was not a single thing Pollyanna had dreamed about. "Do not open the windows in order not to let flies in. Screens have been ordered. Supper is at 6. Nancy will help you to unpack," she said, and then she left the room. A couple of minutes later, Nancy found the girl kneeling beside her bed, covering her face with both hands.
"You poor little girl. It will be okay." "Oh, Nancy, I'm so ungrateful. I wanted all those nice things, and I wasn't glad for having a home and Aunt Polly and the beautiful view out of the window. And I'm so glad there's no mirror in the room, so I don't have to look at my freckles. I'm sure it's going to be a very nice place."
Nancy pretended to be busy unpacking, because she had no idea what to say to cheer Pollyanna up. After the unpacking was done, Nancy left to prepare supper, and Pollyanna, not telling anyone, left the house to explore the town. Because her little walk wasn't that short, she was late for supper. When she came back, Nancy was waiting for her in the kitchen.
"Your aunt was angry with you, so you will get only milk and bread.
Where were you? I was worried." "Oh, I'm so glad I will eat with you. And it's nice you've been worried about me. I'm so glad."
"You're glad? No supper but milk and bread, and you're glad?" Nancy could hardly believe Pollyanna's words.
"Oh, that's the game."
"Game?"
"Yes, the glad game. My father taught me how to play it. We were poor, and we didn't have many things. When we needed something, we wrote to the Ladies' Aid, and we were sent barrels. But we never knew what they would contain. Once I wanted a doll, but in the barrel there were only crutches. I was so disappointed I cried. And then my father came up with the idea of the glad game. It means you have to look for something that will make you happy, no matter what it will be."
"How could you be glad about getting crutches instead of a doll?"
"At first I didn't know either, but it is so much more fun when it's difficult, and you should be glad just because you don't need them."
Pollyanna went on explaining how the game became habit, and how fun it was, and how hard it was to think of anything to be glad about when her father died, and she felt so lonely.
"I play it every day, and I made so many other people play it with me. Will you play it, Nancy?"
"I can't say I know exactly how, but I will, I will."
"Oh, splendid."
After she finished eating bread with milk, she went to talk to her aunt, who was in the living room reading a book.
"Pollyanna, you should learn to be on time for meals. Otherwise, every time you are late, you will be sent to the kitchen."
"Oh, Aunt Polly, don't be sorry for me. I like milk and bread, and I like Nancy."
These words caused a confused look to appear on Miss Harrington's face. She couldn't understand how anyone could be glad about being punished.
"Remember about breakfast at 7:30. Good night, Pollyanna."
The next morning during breakfast, Aunt Polly noticed a fly in the room.
"Who let the fly in?" she asked angrily.
"That may be my fly," answered Pollyanna merrily. "I've opened the window because it was very hot in my room."
"Didn't you remember that your duty was not to open the window if there were no screens on them? Flies are dirty and dangerous for your health."
"My duty?"
"Certainly." Polly Harrington's face expressed a look of shocked anger. "I will give you a brochure explaining how dangerous flies can be for your health. You will read it after breakfast."
This time as well, the punishment turned out to be a pleasure. Pollyanna was glad for being given the brochure to read, and she was even more glad when she found out so many interesting things about flies.
Aunt Polly spent the next couple of days buying her niece decent clothes and planning a set of duties for her to do, such as reading, music lessons, cooking, sewing, and others. Pollyanna listened patiently to her new daily schedule and then asked, "But Aunt Polly, you haven't left me any time just to live." "To live, child? Isn't learning a living?" "It's a duty. Living is when you do what you want to do. Play, walk, talk to nice people." "You're a most extraordinary child, Pollyanna. I have to do my duty, though, to take care of your proper education." "But how can you be glad about all these duties?" Pollyanna tried again, but with no results. However, in the end, she was given enough free time for her little pleasures. She loved to spend time learning how to cook with Nancy or reading aloud. In her free time, she talked to Nancy, Old Tom, or Timothy. Soon they all knew about the Ladies' Aid, who helped Pollyanna's father to raise her, as well as about the Glad Game. Not only did they learn it, they also began playing it.